Now, Peches Amad Aleph, I'm Shaita Rei, Bali Malacha Hayu, they had jobs that they needed to go out to. The Statek Adam, B'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov and Shabbos, or B'Shabbos, Oim Rachatz B'Tzayin, if he washed in the cold, the Statek Ben Lintis, he's allowed to dry himself with a towel, the Ein Chesh and Shem Yisrot, we're not worried that he's going to squeeze out the towel. The Lion, the Balonim, those are the bath attendants. Alois the Darvas Chita, that they are suspect that they're going to squeeze out the towels. Not worry, that person will forget the Shabbos Yom Tov and squeeze it out. Lo shemesh because of the Rabbanon. We don't say that a suspended, a hanging wall will by gezustra will allow you to draw water out. According to the Rabbanon, Elo Malo says only to draw out the water. Avolishboich Shaifkin, but your dirty water to spill out the neck of in the hole, lamayim into the water, usr is usr from Nisha Hanur, Moilech Hashaifkin, Chutzal Bechisa Zagazustra, because the river will move the water that you spilled out past the boundaries of the Mechisa and the Tanging, and that's already sort of like Chotzal. Ma Ben Zel, Ukut and Naman and Sisal Hailanda, I'm going to say later in the Mishnah, Chotzal Shabachusa. May Arba Amos, if a courtyard which is less than 4 Amos, Im Shaifchim the Seichel Mayim B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to pour water into it on Shabbos, Elim Kain Asa Log Uko, unless he made for an Uko, which is a Gumo, which is a ditch, Machazek is the same, and it holds 2 sos worth. B'Tani Allah, and we say over there, the application is Mala Ha'Uko, Mabo'ayyam, even though the Uko is already filled up before Shabbos started, Shaifchim the Mayim B'Shabbos can still pour water into it on Shabbos, B'Application Mayim B'Shabbos, and even though the water is going to overflow and go out to the public domain. The water is going to disappear and be absorbed into the ground. Therefore, when you pour out the water into the uko, then you're pouring it out with the intent of it being absorbed into the area where it lands. If it goes out and it overflows and into the street, then his intent was not fulfilled, and this kind of machshavta is not considered as if he fulfilled his intent. The shari is permitted to feel the chavim, because even if really he didn't have intent to have the water go to the rishus rabim, there's no complete iser being done. There's no iser deraisa to have rishus yachad shafta because he poured out the water in the private domain. Abul hacham over here made the idea. We know for sure the vaday nafki is going to go out. This is talking about the gezustra, but little time, and it's not going to stay stationary. I feel this from time. Sure, the eel will ichpat lay because he doesn't care. The lifkuk lebray should go outside. I will chaser abuchusim arba amos for the courtyard, which is less than 4 amos. Nichle the lifkuk lebray. He's happy that he goes outside. Shalol yulachlech chaser. In order that his courtyard does not get dirty. Okay, therefore, by uka, he's going to need this ditch. The buuka nichle the livlo because when he has the ditch, it's good. He prefers that it gets absorbed in. It's not distant from the lower one and along the wall for Tvachim. Vaynishamati, and Rashi says that he heard Sheinu Gavayim in the Aser. It's not higher than the 10 Tvachim. Lomatzin Loshan Haflog of Hashas Bugayva, and we don't find anywhere in the Shas that the Gemara uses the language of Hafloga to be talking about height. Elo B'meshach is talking about distance. In the season, we say in the Mishnah, Matzi Chatzar by the people in the courtyard and Mepeset in the porch. Boy, Laram, and furthermore, Laram, Mali Gavaya of Nemucha, what is the difference to make to him about the height and the depth? Ha'ilu the Amr, he's the one who said earlier, Lezeb Shoshum Zemazir, because one has to lower down to use it, the other one has to throw and use it, Shneem Azir, both are Usr. Boy, then furthermore, Rashi says, the third question, Meho, Masisim Osvinin, do you have the Shmuel with Perkin Liyal? And from this mission, we brought a question, a refutation on Shmuel in last parak. V'Ram Kuvim, can the kind of the Goya Sarah Dadadi Ukma? And if Ram himself was saying it's talking about within that was within 10 tefachim, then Hechim Moisav Lo, how can you ask the question on Shmuel? But Abaye, the Tirza, and Abaye who answered, could go into Kaim and Begoya Sir, that's within 10 tefachim, the Dodi of each other. My Chidusha, what's his whole Chidush? That was the whole statement, according to this, it would be the whole statement in the first place. El Yoyne Muteres, could I mean that you said the Ain't Hashmash Dachlein of El Yoyne, El Derech Abris? Zrikas, Meshachar Bo Tefachim, because there's no usage for the lower one. In the upper one, unless you go through the air by throwing it to four tefachim, the Rav Tamei, Rav is going according to his opinion, the Amar that he says, "Ein adam oiser achaver derechaver." A person does not make his friend forbidden, but if his only usage is through the ear. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos before b'machzel b'aylam hashin sokabek. That we think the halachic karma. This is why I explain it. But the lizel b'Shabbos you're allowed to steal in Shabbos for shuyos when it's just stealing domains. Lishtamish when to use the establishment before b'chabos shachaver. Asmuchalo, and therefore you're going to use the destroyed house of your friends, which is when it's right next to you. Ki hechi de rogel ba b'chol, just like you do it during the week. Hoyel v'stam chorba ein abayin l'mishtam shabal. Kol kach, since it's a regular destroyed house, the owners are not really using it. Therefore, kone lehai, because they lost all. Kishak has long him, this guy, is with, by using it and stealing it, is going to acquire it just like any other thief. And that's his rishusos, and it's called his rishus, his domain. The chorba maxil l'bailam, and that which it says that the chorba goes back to the owners, mashva al karchol, you force him, Isra Shabbos machzir l'bailam, the Isra Shabbos brings it back into the owner's jurisdiction. The circle of zirin have to return him, in knu yolo, it's not required to him, alma osa l'shamash, whatever it should come out, that is also to use. Yeshtin gezel dinah Shabbos gezel noig. The halacha of returning theft applies on by Rishuya's domains on Shabbos. The chorva machzir gezeila l'bailam, because the chorva gets returned to the theft to the owner. The stolen chorva gets returned to the owner, but it becomes usher to use it. Amayo seres harishus of the yonahi. It's the rishus of the upper. One, the techeina zu shalokid the mishtamishvah, and the lower one is using it without not properly, they're not supposed to. The whole during the week, even during the week. But I feel hawking, even so, came into regular, since it normally uses it, us relatives to make it forbidden for them. Shasa oisim lechisel shalyan, the mishuddas, they made the upper wall. By the wall, by the upper gazustra, in a partnership. He also b'nei atachlein atachleinim, when they make a wall for the lower one, im yeshalem shutas b'lyan, if they have a partnership with the older one, nami asr lo yishit still be asr. On the upper one, b'luy dolei taiti atachlein lo yishit the sotan asr b'shabbos minei. By building a wall, the lower one has shown that the upper one, that they are removing themselves from usage of the upper one. The hot mechitzazu ein anasiz el hahtar b'shabbos. So why they build the wall? The only reason why they built the wall was to allow them to use it on Shabbos, so they're showing that they have removed themselves from using the upper one. My sister in the mission, Ein Shech Lusach, Amayim Mefresh, the Gemara will explain the Gemara. Uka is a Guma, is a ditch. Sasayim, the Gemara Mefresh, time in the Shiru, the Gemara will explain the reasoning of why it's this share of two saw. Memneka for Lamaitha, Shemach, Sasayim, HaChalal Shalat, the whole empty space, the airspace of the ditch, will hold two saw. Bein, Memnefnim, Ein Shech Asal, Uka, Besor, the Chatzar, whether you made the ditch inside the Chatzar, inside the courtyard, Ben Shech Asal, the Rishas, Ram, the Stumble Chatzar, or you made it in the public domain, right out next to the chutzar, elishim b'chutzarich likmor. The chasas piyam in the ceremony, you have to cover its mouth with boards. Shivlo mayim miyadav l'sech makom patur, so in order that the water will fall out of his hands into a makom patur. Bibi zacharis is a ditch, also the kalech sheifchen shibachutzar shizram, which is meant to be like sewage that has the water, the junk water, the garbage water that you want to spill out, and the courtyard just goes in. Drains from the courtyard to the public domain. Shukomer b'meshach arba amos, which is Rambam Kimlon b'arba amos. It's known to Chazal that in four amos, yeshir l'bal v'asasayim mayim. There's enough a big enough share that the two saw of water can absorb in the match of the muscle of the staff of Chayyom. It's two saws worth of water the person uses each day. That's why we come in with the share of two saw. Shaykh on the second of the time in Mayim because the water is stationary. Inami, low time if they're not stationary. The Ishmael Mayim and Boyd because there was water there when it was before Shabbos. The Roy, the Moshe Hashanah, Asun, the Bala, because most of the days of the year it's meant to be absorbed in there. Hachanami, enough to the burn when it goes out. Now, even when the water does go out, and overflows, that wasn't his intent. He came to the sky of Shafto, and even since he didn't fulfill his intent, Shari is permitted. Because even if he would intend, there's no Isser Dereis over here, the whole Lavish is around the circle, because he's not throwing it into the public domain. Yugufi himself. He's not throwing it directly by himself into the public domain, rather, it's just flowing out there on its own. Therefore, when he doesn't have an intent, Shari Lechachila is permitted. Lit chadchila lo yishvach al pi hadid climbers means to say the socha chavetz inside the ditch. Even though the length of it from the ditch is 100 amos to the outside of the chotzer, but yochem lebal and has the ability to absorb it. Came to the magufa because shofech, since he's throwing it on himself, it's not going memela makalche lehedya or makayach rishus rabbah. It does indeed flow directly and with the strength all the way out to the rishus rabbah. But roya, the person who sees what's going on. So then you're pouring out close to the exit, the boy, the lift, and you need to go out. Can I read in the Gemara? It's going to say in the Gemara number base. Because there is Shem Yomrut Sinur Shalpon, and you call that Kamayim Shabbos. So people can say a person's drainage is flowing on Shabbos. The Yut is a Lidus for Chatzar Pahusa Me'ar Amos Lefem. You have the upper stories, and there's a courtyard which is less than 4 amos in front of it. Shashaychim B'Memem, and they're pouring out their water there. Mixasa B'nei Ahachas Also Uka B'Chatzar, one of them made a ditch in a pit in the courtyard of Bnei Achasolos, and the other ones did not. Gemara, start of the Gemara. My Haim lechotzer pechusim me'arba amos. This is talking about a courtyard which is less than 4 amos. The mashma ha'arba amos shavda, which implies that if it was 4 amos, it would be permitted. Other mitzvah lezalfin shuruy hilazalif is fit for zilif, which is laharbis afra shloya afka. You're going to try and wash the dirt in order that the dust shouldn't come up to me. We're going to say in the, later that this Mishnah is talking about the summertime. It came into Reitz of Lazalfon, since you want to wash the floor, inami shavakul humanafi, if you pour and the water goes out, then lomos kaimim achshavta, still in the end of the day, you do not fulfill your intent. Peches omed beis, pachos medalit, enu roi lazalit, it's not fit to be washed. Beshevchen, and you pour, when you pour out, bechinafi mekaimim achshavta, and the water goes out of the courtyard, you fulfilled your intent. Because of Rabban Alei, the Rabban made a decree on this, duma asa lemishu zvikul behedil shizram, perhaps the person is going to just toss his water directly into the public domain. Taimi mayim medalit amos, ruim libala, sasayim. Taimi means that the water within 4 amos is it would make sense for it to be absorbed if it's a assignment to Sahil. If it does go out and overflows, and lo makaimo makshato, he hasn't fulfilled his intent. That it's 8 amos by 2. The Ika Karkna Kashir Dalam Ruboys, that works out the same ground as 4 squared, because 4 squared is 16, and 8 times 2 is also 16. The Ishmokan Libolos Assign, and you still have enough space to absorb 2 ounces worth of water. Avalozalev, but to do the washing in a Ruya, it's not fit to be used, that to be done to that. Therefore, the Rab also Lishboich below Uka to Rab's coming also to spill, to pour out the water without the ditch, the pit. The Rab Yizera, little by Uka, and the Rab Yizera, you're not going to need the pit. Vain Lamar, Vain Lamar, but according to both of them, Dal Amos Masisin, the Dal Amos mentioned in the 4 Amos mentioned in the Mishnah is Ba'erich V'Ba'erichev Mashra, some of both went from with. The Elo Yavi Shura Nami Lupusio, because you don't give some sort of shear to the with, Ein Kan Shir Mefurish Kun, it doesn't come out to any exact explicit shear. Umashma Pila Rechava Mashra, even if it's just a tiny drop, why? But like a look, you wouldn't be able to come out with another reason for that. It's not a question of Sajjim Sakram Dalla. I'm also appointing him in the Ukut to tell you you do not need its pit. So, Kadaitak, we think about Sajjim Ha'omed, this is Chutzal Chatzir, Kenegat Echem in Amuksais. We think it's an Sajjim which is standing next outside a courtyard, next to one of the corners, and Mustafa is the Hashem Mashir, and it's been combined to complete the Shir. Alma, therefore, you see, Time of the Kadeshi Hashem Mashir, Lavos Amayim. Said the whole reason is because you would need a proper amount to absorb the water. Well, that's the real reason. The whole Hachalav, Dalam Murabais, and it's not going to be four squared exactly. Let's say, the Lechazel Zalat, that it should be fit to do the Ziluf of the washing the floor. Or at least the sprinkling water on the floor. The Chazajim Alechaz Avnei Kolochatz, the Chazar Arba Al Shtayim, the courtyard is 4 by 2. And the Achsajim Halachas Avanei Kulul Hashlam Dalad El Dalad, and you have this Achsajim, some sort of pavilion, a porch that's going on the course of the whole length of the 4 amos with another 2 days, which will then make it 4 by 4. Dalad Amos, so Dalad Amos Garas for Bryce, that's the proper version of the Bryce, the Amu Rubai's meaning. So you see, from that, you need it to be square. Hamani Rabban, and he the Lo Sharolay, they don't permit Mishim Shir Mokum, Bulayas Amai, just because of the amount of that you need to absorb the water. Kanamas, he's saying the Mishnah, he'll be May Amo, Lo Yishvoch Lusecha, even if it's a sewer of 100 amos long, you're not going to pour directly into it. Allah Gagnon, put next to the roof, onto the roof, while Chatzar, or into the courtyard, Amo, you see from that the time of the day, Mishim Zilof, and the reason the Chacham was because of the Zilof, the sprinkling water, to keep the dirt, the dust down in the yard. That's their reason. The Gali did. And by the sewer, Megali, 19, the Kashapach, you see that he's just trying to get rid of the water. The La Bar Zilof, because it's not meant to do the Zilof on it, the washing of the floor, Bereshin, the Masisin, and the Rishon Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Minyakov, he's Rabbi Lezer Minyakov, the Amr, who said, Time of Mishim, Shir Makom Lubliya, and he says the reason is because you need the amount that's going to absorb the water in. Kedinan Shem, as we said over there, Biv, Shehu Komer, Dal Namas, if you have the sewer which is covered, and Shir is 4 Amos. Why is his reasoning to tell you that the water is going to absorb and go away? And then he says, and it permits it with its long and narrow. It's because of the washing the floor, carbon like the rabbanon. You see, it implies that it's missing its share. If it didn't have the 4x4 mount, then loshna beribu of the loshna baruch b'katan. It doesn't make a difference if it was square or long and narrow. Still, shari it would still be permitted. Listening, chaser she'in dalal dalal amos the mashma, which would imply she'in the sui beribu, then it's not made square. Zeda filu yeshva kisher, even if it does have the proper amount. My sister, the Gatana, the Rabbana, said to the Rabbana, I will shepichu ala gag, that you pour on the roof, and hang yard in the bib, and they go into, down into the sewer. Which means to say, let's see, how fuck with both to this drain which was dug out in it. The local Chananya, the Lidate, because according to Chananya, Bechotz HaShari, in the courtyard it's permitted, but gag also, and on the roof it's also. Gag and Shalahem, lo haim mushufam, their roofs were not slanted, elachalokim, they were smooth gain, a little shalom, like our upper stories. They're talking to some tit, and they would smear on it with the tit. Cement maziva a roof to make it waterproof. Again, sinners lekalech b'shamim, they would carve out pipes, basically drainage pipes, in order to have the rainwater flow out. For shayfchen and also in the like bathroom water and those type of things. That shayfchen b'sham, they are poured there. But my dear Ramur Mizrach Uka, that you need a pit shivlo b'mukam yolo echpat lein. This in case lufkot that you go out of the courtyard to block me, because without this anyways chaserim to nefes, because his court yard is to nefes. So I met this neivsham, it's all dirty and muddy because of the rain in the rainy season. Which is poured out into the sewer, which is 100 amos long, which has a proper amount to absorb into it. Those which are going into the sewer, that's called sheikhan, the water has been poured out, stomach. That which is going to the courtyard, you carry magical water. Why is Mishapam Humazam? Because sometimes you're going to use it, not as to be to washing the floor, but to keep the dust down. Also, we also shum during the winter. L'may nechesh, what are you worried about? Imish the nichalei l'lufko mishum kilkul chaser, because you can say perhaps he's happy that it goes out over his courtyard in order that his courtyard shouldn't get ruined. Ha mekalkul l'kaimim, but the shum is already all dirty and muddy because of the rain. Imish l'shelo yamer v'asil l'mevel b'imosacham, he's going to come to do it during the summer. Inami asil l'meimer, the people are going to say shari l'zrok behegil shesam, you can go throw out the water directly into the public domain. The mali b'tzina or mali b'rishasarab, the mamish, what difference does it make to me if you put it into the pipe or you put it directly into the public domain? Hanami l'hachim mischamim. That's what he was intending. That you don't have to worry about. Why this time sinners? Because all the pipes, the drainage pipes, are flowing water from the rain during the winter. And people will say, maybe the shaman didn't know it was just the rain that came down. With regard to the sewer, in the summer, the has the amount to absorb the water. But the person wants the water to be absorbed in this place. You still have to worry that people have to say that you're allowed to throw directly into the Rishus Rabbim. Maksav, Sa'a Uko, the pit, Nesel Rishus Le'estapik, Ve'lishpich, Sa'a, and you give permission to use in and pour a sa's worth of water into behind the Kamei Lelas, just as Shefik V'Sheina, Ve'inanim, and you can pour and re-pour again. This is the stop, it's really Rav Nachman holds that, Ve'uko Ketana, that's another small pit, Vishir midasa ka'amar tana the brisa of the shir, and that's the shir that the tana the brisa said that is permitted. And hasan lamaydi chishlo hakanami shir the mishdin the brisa. So some water to throw it out. Sorry, inami asan lamesa sasaim. Even if you're going to say that he's going to come to put into it too. So lo chalam and shouldn't care the whole buffet. But he's not going to learn any bad actions from this. The Meimer to say, just like it's permitted for him to pour into this pit, it's permitted just to toss the water out into the public domain. Because at the end of the day, he didn't fulfill his intent. He doesn't want the water to go out. Because the court is already dirty and muddy from the rain. People see him, plenty that they're going to say that the pipe, drainage pipe of so and so is flowing, and he threw the water. He thinks that he intended to do that. But we don't allow him to do it. Famous, you are more than the proper amount. came with the lekel and mechush shemini, you don't have to worry about anything. I feel the korban karayim, but shari is still going to be permitted. The town of the brayse, the town of the brayse will permit even the large amounts of a kor or a karayim. But feel the iru shtei aliyos, the two upper stories, the lekel and mechush, you don't have to worry. Ishari lehu lahani, I de uku, if you permit one of them through pouring into the pit, the hanechasil lefukim manim in the bottom, they're going to come to take out their pitcher, their kalim from the houses. They'll read the lechus and take them down into the courtyard, behind openly. Ad sfas uku until the point of the pit, bragleim with their feet, they come to talta b'chotzer to low ma'arif, and they're going to come to move even in the move stuff in the chazav shen into an ear. But feel halchay also even so, it's going to be also rishon levishin the main. The ishkan arba asal and lishne batin, and have four stall to two houses. Gistera kli cheresh, and this back it's a earthenware kli which is split. Nasa shochesel lekabel ha'mayim, and you put half of it there to catch the water. Lachin lachin gistera, this one we said gistera to lochazin the tish mishachin is not fit for any other uses. Usage. Brech is a chorus, is a ditch, rachav, which is very wide, in bir, which is like the little pond that you store, shayis and dagam, that you make for fish to swim there. And they're like caught already, that you can just catch them easily from there. A reva is a spina katana, a small boat.